I'm not sure if you can see that this morning. It's the best marker I saw right off. So it says duty on the board. We pray that the Lord would meet with us this morning. Aren't we glad the Lord liveth and that He's a rock? And that as long as we're upon that rock, folks, we don't have to worry. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. We believe that. I was thinking about Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, and I appreciate your prayers this morning. I feel like the Lord can give us something here that will help us establish our ways in Him. It says here, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. You know, this morning, that's our duty. The Scriptures tell us it's our whole duty. Fear God and keep His commandments. And is there anything in life that won't be covered if we do that? I'm sure there's nothing. It'll all be covered. I was looking up duty in Webster's, and it says, that which a person owes to another, that which a person is bound by any natural, moral, or legal obligation to pay, do, or perform. Obedience to princes, magistrates, and the laws is the duty of every citizen and subject. And it goes on. But you know, this morning, I want us to think about some concepts that are lost largely in our society today. And that is that we be men, women, and children of duty. You know, there's more to life than the way we feel. There's more to life than what makes us feel feelings of happiness. There's more to life than what makes us do well in this life. Because there's duty. And, you know, I was thinking about our Constitution of the United States. It guarantees its citizens inalienable rights. Inalienable means unable to be taken away or given away by the possessor. You can't give them away because there's something God gave you. Now, you don't always get those rights. There's countries that don't recognize those rights, and so they oppress their people. And that happens, doesn't it? But nevertheless, we have some things that God has given us. But that's not what I'm wanting to think about at all this morning. People fight for those things. People feel very riled up when you talk about those things. But this morning, I want to talk about something that concerns us. And that is our inalienable duty to perform our duties. We can't give them away. We cannot give away the duty that we just read in Ecclesiastes where it says to fear God and keep His commandments. We can't escape that. We can't give it away. We can't deny it. Someone cannot take it from us. It is our duty. And so this morning, I want us to think about various duties, and I'm not going to try to cover everything this morning. Maybe later we'll cover some more. Maybe next week. I don't know. But I was thinking about Jonah. You remember old Jonah? We read about him. I think we read almost the whole thing here sometime back. But you know, it says in Jonah 1:1, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it, and to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Do you know that the Lord did not tell Jonah? Jonah was a man, like maybe you and me today. He was a person. The Lord did not say to Jonah, Jonah, if you want to. He did not say, if you feel like it. He did not say if it doesn't cost you anything. He didn't even say if you feel safe. Jonah, I'm not promising you that you're going to come back alive. He didn't say that, did he? Or if you can take off work without any loss of pay. He didn't tell him any of that. He said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh, that great city. Well, Jonah knew well what Nineveh was. They were a wicked city. They were a city that killed people, that tormented people. They were known for their barbarous acts. That was Nineveh. So when Jonah went, he didn't know the outcome. He did not know that these wicked people listen to me. I'm going to go down there and tell them that it's going to be destroyed in 40 days and they're going to believe me. Do you think Jonah really thought that? I kind of doubt it, really. But I will tell you, he knew one thing. God said, go down there. And he knew another thing. He didn't want to go. For whatever reason, he did not want to go. He wanted to run from that. Do you know that Jonah had a duty? You know why he had a duty? You know why? Because God said go. That's why. Jonah had a duty because God gave him that duty. Do you know this morning, I want us to think a little bit about our existence here and our life here and the duties that God gives to you and me. You know, often I've thought, our soul is in our hand, isn't it? It's not in the hand of anyone else. There is no one that can take the responsibility for our soul. We can't tell somebody, I want you to help make me. I want you to make me do this. We can't tell God, I want you to make me do this. God said, do it, didn't he? Now, sometimes we don't have the strength to do what God says. But I will tell you, he does. And when we cry out to him, he'll give us the strength. He gave Jonah the strength to go do that, didn't he? It was kind of a long road. Because we all know the story of Jonah. We know what happened. We know he went down. He went fast asleep. And there was a great storm. And Jonah was completely unaware. He was sleeping. But I'll tell you, he got woke up, didn't he? And they said, call upon your God. Arise, O sleeper. Call upon your God. You know, and he had to say, well, I know what the problem is. I know what the problem is. I'm not taking care of my duty. God told me to do something, and I ran from him. You know, this morning, people do that all the time, don't they? Do you know when we say, I do at our wedding? When we become married, do you know we have a duty after that? We have a duty. It's no longer like it was before we said, I do. Before that time, we could just break it off and go do our own thing. But I'll tell you, when we give our word and we vow, it's over, isn't it, for that part. From that time on, God has given us a duty that if we will perform it well, it can be the happiest thing in life. A beautiful thing. It's meant to be that. It's meant to be. It's meant to show us a little of what God's relationship to His church is. That's what it's meant to be. So often it's not. And so this morning, I just want us to think about the duties that the Lord has given us. He didn't say, if you get married and you don't like the one, he said to some that asked him, Jesus did, about marriage, he said, it was because of the hardness of their hearts. That's why Moses gave them a writing of divorcement. You know, this morning, the Lord expects us to keep our vows at the expense of our life, doesn't he? He does. Now, I realize that sometimes the other partner, or the other wife or husband, don't make that possible. That's something they've done. And so this morning, I really didn't come to talk about that much. But I'm thinking this morning, what duties has God given you? You know, He's going to weigh us in at the end of the way and expect us to fulfill completely that duty. And the first one we want to start with is Luke 10 and 25. Luke 10 and 25 says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted Him, saying, 'Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said unto him, 'What is written in the law? How readest thou?' And he answering said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.'" Well, this man was a lawyer. He was whether he was a scribe or a lawyer as we know it, he knew the processes, didn't he? And he caught those last words, didn't he? He caught them where it says, "And thy neighbor is thyself." And he didn't want to do that. You know, the Lord didn't say, "If you want to," did He? He said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul." Let's see, how does it say this? "With all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind." Do you know this morning that God has given us that charge? Why is it our duty? Because the one that's in charge of us gave it to us. The one that made us gave us that duty. And I want to charge us this morning that we faithfully discharge that duty. I want to charge the young people, faithfully discharge your duty. This is not something that's optional. This is something that God put a soul and a spirit in your body. And do you know that He expects us to take care of it? And in fact, at the end of the way, He's going to call us up before Him alone. We're not going to have any friends with us to find out how we discharged our duty to our soul and to the Lord. And so this morning, when we see that the Scripture gives us a duty, it's not optional. Now, does that mean that it's a binding, heavy, grievous burden? I believe that when we take the Lord's way, it's the best life can be. Do you know this morning? That's what God wants to bless us with. So He has given a whole word full of good things. You know, for a man to say, "I have to stay with my wife," or can we say, that's what makes life right? Learn how to get along. That's right. Learn how. You know, learn how to be happy. Learn how to discharge our duties faithfully. And I'll tell you, we'll make a strong home, we'll make a strong congregation, we'll make a strong society if we'll do those things. It's our duty. But I'll tell you what happens when people discharge their duty. Wonderful things are available then. There's good things that can happen. People can build for a lifetime good things, can't they? They can build relationships. They can. Most of the time, people are able to even accumulate some things, aren't they? Maybe everybody doesn't or isn't able to, but most do, and especially when we're faithful to all of our duties, to our job, to be good citizens. Do you know that most people prosper pretty good in that way, at least here in the United States? And we thank the Lord for that. So I just want to challenge us this morning. Lord, what is our duties today? What have You laden upon me? Jonah had a duty that God didn't put on anybody else. He put that one on Jonah. "Jonah, I want you to go down. I want you to preach to these people, and I want you to tell them that I'm going to destroy their wicked city. I want you to go down there and do that." Well, you know what? Our flesh doesn't always want to do the things we are supposed to do. Did you know Jesus felt the same way? He said, if there be, let's see, sometimes up here it's easier to forget exactly the way something is said. But Jesus told the Father, if it be possible, you know, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Do you know that's what duty calls? That's what our job is to do. And so Jesus, we don't have the strength in our human flesh, do we? But he did what he went down a path and showed us the way. He went out and prayed. And in fact, he took some with him. Come and pray with me. That's a good way to go, isn't it? Well, they didn't pray with him because he had a load that God wanted him to carry alone. And do you know that he carried it? He carried it to God. He carried it to the Lord. And you know what? Angels came and ministered to him, didn't they? And they gave him strength. And the Lord allowed different things to happen that caused him to be able to face that and accept that. And in the flesh, even, he was able, by the Spirit of the Lord, to deal with the things that came to his flesh. And so this morning, he showed us the way. When we don't feel strong enough, when we don't feel enough desire, let's ask God to increase our desire. Lord, increase my zeal. Lord, I know you have your hand on my life. Now help me. Help me get there. Lord, I will go there if you'll just help me. Do you know that the Lord is a master at that? Thank the Lord this morning. Oh, I'm telling you. Folks, doing our duties is what makes life wholesome and right. Taking care of our duties. Do you know when people decide, I'm not doing this anymore, and they leave, and do you know that it's harmful to children? Settle it in our hearts and minds that I will be a man and a woman of duty all through my life, whatever it costs me. Whether it makes me feel happy or whether I feel miserable sometimes. Whether I have to go work at that job that I hate sometimes. I know the world says, go find a job that you love. Well, that's all right if you can find a job that you love. But I want to tell you, they all spell J-O-B after a while, don't they? They're work. And you have to go do it. And you know, this morning, the children have to be fed and taken care of. And they need emotional support. And they need mom and dad to sit down at the end of the day and have worship with them. Do you know that's a duty that God has given to us today? It's not optional. It's a duty. The Lord help us to lead as men and women. And I say, especially as men. There's a place for men to step forward and lead. I know that the Lord uses all of us. He uses men, he uses women in the gospel. All of those things, I believe that. But I want to tell you, men, be men in your home. Be there. Pray the victory down. Pray until you know that you've touched the Lord. We want our children to be saved. I wanted my children to be more than saved. I want them to be totally given to this thing. And I don't boast in that. Folks, we begged God. And I urge all of us this morning, Lord, help us to know how to do our job well. To send our children out as arrows into a world that's wicked and confused and bring light to the world. Isn't that all right? Yeah. It's all right, isn't it? The world needs it. I want to encourage us this morning that when God made the plan, He made it perfect. Do we believe that? I don't think we can improve on it. I don't think our thoughts can improve on it. I think He made it perfect. Now let's ask the Lord today, what are my duties? And like I say, I'm not going to try to reach all of those things today. I just want to bring the thought to us this morning and a few of the duties as we just scriptures I felt like the Lord inspired me with. You know, we keep on reading here. And love and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed. He fell among thieves, okay? Take this in. It says that which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, if you walked up on a situation like that, I'll tell you how I would feel. Where are the perpetrators of this? Is this safe to stop here? But this man went beyond all of that. It says, and by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Now, those were the religious elites of the day. Okay, they were high up. But they passed by on the other side, didn't they? But a certain Samaritan, they weren't very well respected among the Jews. And I'm amazed at how Jesus uses these kind of stories. But he does, doesn't he? And you know what? Sometimes people can put us to shame. And we don't want them to do that. We want to be right where the Lord wants us to be. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Do you know this man went out of his way? It cost him time. It cost him money. It cost him his feeling of being really fully safe. And all of the... He did this. This man did this because he loved this man as himself. And he knew if he was in that situation, he would want some help. You know, that's just a good way for us to think of things. Okay, now if I was in this situation, what would I feel like I would wish that someone else would have mercy on me and do? And so, and on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I'll repay thee. Now, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? He didn't have a hard time figuring that out. He said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. You love your neighbor as yourself? We can't help everyone in the world. But I'll tell you what we can do. We can make sure that we don't use that as an excuse to help no one. I can't help everyone, so I can't help anyone. I got my life to live, and we've got to be happy. I will tell you what will make your children fear the Lord is when they see you fearing God. When they seeing you step up to duty and me step up to duty, that'll put something in their hearts that's more valuable than fun. And it's all right to have good times. It's wonderful. I love to have good times. But I'll tell you, I want to take care of my duty too. That song, Brighten the Corner Where You Are. You know, this young lady was going to go out, and she was, I don't know for sure what story is right. The thing that I read this morning was she was going to go on tour, singing, I guess. And she was going to go and do what, and you know, go out and really work for the Lord. But I believe it was her father that had a wreck. And he became in need of constant help. And do you know, she had to fight with bitter feelings and things like, you know, here I was right on the verge of going and doing my dream. And now my father's, now he's bedfast or whatever it was. And I have to take care of him. Well, do you know that was her duty? And she did her duty. And do you know that this song was inspired to her? Brighten the corner where you are. What wonderful things we have today from hard and deep places people have been in. How many of our songs have stories like that? How many places in the beautiful and inspiring songs that we have deep stories behind them? You know, this morning, there's something far more valuable than our dreams. And I want to encourage us this morning. Young folks, there's something far more valuable than your dreams. Middle age, there's something far more valuable than your dreams. Than what you wanted it to be. Than all of those things. Seek the will of God. And you know what he said? If you'll seek it first, what did he say? All these things. Everything that you need will be added to you. But I've seen a lot of people seek their dreams first. And they lost all that they wanted. Their peace, their happiness, their marriage, their children, their so many things because they sought their own selfish interests. You know, it goes backwards many times to what we think in our mind. The flesh doesn't satisfy. Just take that. Believe it. The scriptures tell us that. Believe the scriptures above our own thoughts. Fear God. And do His will, folks. You know, I want to read a little bit, and we're just kind of touching a few different places. In Deuteronomy 4, or 6, I guess it is, starting at verse 5. Now, we've all heard this verse many times, most of us. But it says here, "Hear, O Israel," verse 4, Deuteronomy 6, "The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." Now take this in. And he says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Do you know we can't really transfer that to our children rightly if it's not in our heart first? And he makes a very clear statement there. These words that I command you shall be in your heart. So that's our duty. So shall we not take care of our soul? And shall we not take care to know the Lord? To humble ourselves before Him in prayer until we learn to hear the voice of God. Is that okay? Shall we learn to hear the voice of the Lord in our life? Shall we learn what it means to hear that voice behind us saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it"? Shall we learn what it means to feel the prickings of the Spirit of the Lord? I want to tell you, there's nothing more satisfying in the overall picture than those good things. When we get to the end of the way, I don't think we're going to say, "I wish I'd have took more vacations," or, and there's nothing wrong with taking a vacation. "I wish I'd have made more money," and we all have to make some money. But you know what we're going to wish? We're going to wish that we would have lived close to God all the way. That's what we're going to wish. We're going to wish we'd have made deeper sacrifices when the Lord called for them. And so this morning, the Lord help us. And it goes on to say, it first needs to be in your heart. And then there's something for us to do. See, we have children. We have a charge from God. What makes it our duty? We have a charge from God, don't we? And He says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently. All these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." And I'll tell you something I found in life. Because I'm not old, but I'm not young either. And I've seen a lot of things. There's nothing worse than somebody trying to portray all these things and they really don't have it in their heart. If you want to confuse children and send them down the wrong road, almost irreversible many times it seems. Only an act of God can change that. Then be a hypocrite. That's the worst thing we can do. But I'll tell you what we can do. We can live and have these things in our heart. Make them our first priority. Lord, I want these things to be, I want them to be fired in my heart. I want them to be a fire in my heart. That doesn't mean we're always going to walk around in a cloak of zeal. But I will tell you, when it's up and when it's down, when we feel like it and when we don't, we keep living for the Lord, don't we? Thank the Lord this morning. I found His way is Wonderful. Thou shalt teach them diligently. When thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. They're going to be like frontlets. You know, they're going to be to guide us. They're going to be right there. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. Do you know you're going to get a lot of things in life that you didn't have to build? You're going to get a lot of things. You're going to have a lot of understandings that you don't have to seek out on your own totally, because others can teach you those things. Do you know we're going to have a lot of blessing in life just because we have the availability of it before us and the blessing of the Lord upon our life? And houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not. We're talking spiritual language here to us this morning. Which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware. We heard about beware this morning. What, some things to beware of. This is one to beware of, folks, because we have all felt and enjoyed the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And many times it makes us rich in different ways. It can make us rich even financially sometimes. But I want to tell you something. He says, beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shalt swear by his name. And I will tell you, if we will allow the Lord through our life to have complete control of all of our things and goods, we'll be in a lot better shape when this comes to be able to not let them hinder us. Is that okay? All this morning, the Lord wants to bless his people. And I just want to encourage us today, take the duty that God has placed upon our shoulders and let's man up to it, all of us. Women, men, children, see the value of it. If we can just see the value of it, then we might be willing to do it this morning. You know, there's a lot of people in our world today that what they seek in life is to please themselves. But we're told not to please ourselves, aren't we? Now, do we have any duty at all to ourselves, or is all of our duty to other people? Our duty is to ourselves also. Do you know we're supposed to take care of our bodies? Do you know that's a duty that God has given to us? And I'm going to confess right now, Lord, help me to do better. I've been trying to do better and better at that. You know, the Lord's given us a duty to take care of our body, our soul, our spirit. The Lord's given us those duties, hasn't he? He's given us a duty to other people around us, to our communities. Lord, help us to know what that is and do a better job at it. You know, as brethren, we have a duty to one another. You know, the scriptures tell us to do good unto all men, but especially unto those that are of the household of faith. You know, the Lord wants us to be looking out for each other. He wants us to make sure that we're all okay, not just financially, and that's a good thing, and we need to, but also spiritually, and also our emotional needs. Do you know sometimes we have to cross barriers that we don't feel real easy crossing to try to reach people, to try to be there for them? And that's a difficult thing. We have a duty to be faithful. We have a duty for others to be able to count on us this morning. I have a few more things to say. In 1 Corinthians 9 and 16, Paul says, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me, Yea, woe is laid upon me if I preach not the gospel. Now, what did Paul just say? He said, if I don't preach the gospel, woe is... What did he say? Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. So does that mean we have to? Well, I want to tell you something. If God puts it on our heart and we know it, and it's something that we're not the only one that knows it. Folks, listen. We have a necessity to do the will of God. Do you know we need Sunday school teachers? We need preachers. We need the work of the Lord needs it. The world needs it. But we need for the Spirit of the Lord to reach down and touch your heart that we can know this is what the Lord wants me to do. And then let's do it. And let's be there with it. He says, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. You know what a dispensation of the gospel is? It's a stewardship. He says here, if I do this thing willingly, but if against my will, I still have a stewardship that's been committed to me. Do you know that sometimes we have to fight a battle with our flesh to do the work of God and the will of the Lord? And I want to encourage all of us today to do His will in your life and make ourselves available to Him. I will admit the first time that I had to get up here, the devil really tempted me to not be willing to do that. But I don't like to say that because I don't want to discourage anybody. But I have found that there are wonderful blessings in doing all the will of God. Blessings that the Lord gives to us, to our children, to our families, and to others. So the Lord help us today to take the stewardship of the Lord upon us. Take upon us the work that He wants us to do. If we don't know what else to do, then let's draw close to the Lord and let's do the things that we know need done. The lawn needs mowed. Do you know that Brother Lonnie's not going to be able to do that this year, as I don't think. You know what? He has so much stuff on him. There's some things that has to be taken away, taken off. You know what? It's time for some young folks to say, you know what? I think I can mow a lawn. I think I've done that a lot of times, actually. You know, I think I can weed eat. The Lord sees those little things, doesn't He? You know what the Lord told us? He said, if you have widows, or if any man, this is 1 Timothy 5, if you want to look it up. If any man, if any widow have children or nephews, if any widow has children or nephews, and they're truly in need, He says, let them first learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents. For that is good and acceptable before God. And these things give in charge, that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel, worse than a heathen that knows nothing, that doesn't even believe in the God that we know is right and true. Do you know this morning, that's a charge? Paul says, put them in charge, that they take care of their aunt, that they take care of their mom and dad. Young folks, I hope you grow up with the knowledge. My parents took care of me all my growing up years, and it really doesn't say if they did that. But they're my parents, just like I was their child, and I was their charge. Whether they took care of me or not, I was their charge. Well, whether, you know, we have a charge, don't we? And so the Lord wants us to look on that. That's what makes Christians so different in this world today. It's a beautiful picture because instead of the world taking care of our children, of our parents, and I know there's times that things have to be in ways that we wouldn't choose. But I will tell you this, folks, I want to encourage us today. Take the charge that God has given us. Grow up with it in your mind. If we don't have it in our mind and we're grown up, let's let the Word of God change our minds about what we believe. Because, folks, we have a charge to take care of those, don't we? We have a charge to take care of our children, as we've already said. I want to tell you, there's nobody out there that you can pay that's going to take the same care you are. I'm going to guess there's nobody. Now, I will say that grandparents sometimes can really help fill that gap, but I want to tell you something. We have a charge. Let's do our best. I know that there's today there's so many that have left their children, and it leaves others in a very awkward position. Now I've got to carry on a job. I want to encourage us all to fulfill our duties and minimize those terrible things that happen in life. Oh, the Lord help us. You know, there was some people that Jesus found, and we talked about this in Sunday school this morning, that when it came to their parents, they said, "It is Corban. You know, I'll just buy my way out of here. I'll just give them a gift, some money, whatever, and my responsibility's done." We can't do that. You know why? Because it's a charge God gave us and a duty God gave us. They have emotional needs. They have needs that need to be taken care of. And it's not always easy. But I will tell you what I believe. Things like this song, "Bright in the Corner Where You Are," how many millions of people has that blessed? Many millions, hasn't it? It came from that kind of duty being taken. So the Lord help us. I'm certainly not in any way speaking to any situation here this morning when I say those things. I'm not. I know situations come up. You have to deal with them as they come. But I will tell you, let's remember our charge. Let's take care of the things God has put us in charge of, our duties. And I will tell you, when we do that, He'll take care of all the rest. I hope we believe that. He will. He'll take care of all the rest if we'll take care of our charges. Let's take care of our charge to the work of God. And I'm not going to spend any time on that this morning. Maybe another time. But I want to tell you, we have responsibility to the congregation. We have responsibility to the work of the Lord. And the Lord wants us to take that charge and care for it. He's given us specifics in His Word about some of those things. The Lord help us today. I sure appreciate the congregation. It just feels so good to be back home. We love you all, and I feel like most all of y'all love us, or all of you, I suppose. That's the way I feel, so. The Lord bless us this morning. Amen.